It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Tonight on Milwaukee's South Side, a team of rising stars in high school basketball will play their first home game of the season.
The Salaam Stars girls basketball roster is an all-Muslim group of athletes. They are one of the first teams of its kind in the country.
They are two-time conference champions and hope to take home a third win this season.
Producer Mackenzie Crummy recently attended the team's game against the school's own alumni, which came down to the wire. Let's take a listen.
I'm playing from Wisdom School, and it's all girls team, and we've gone pretty far. We've won games. We won conference championships. It kind of shows we're at the same level as other people.
That's Amina Farouk. She's a high school senior at the Salaam School District in Milwaukee. The girls' basketball team is one of the first, quote, all-Muslim, hijab-wearing basketball teams in the country. And tonight, I'm watching a match between the current players and the alumni. One player told me people assume she isn't aggressive on the court because she's Muslim. And I did not get that impression.
We're faster than them right now. They look like old grannies running off and down the court. There's very few people who can actually handle the ball as in dribble and comfortable to be with it.
The basketball team is part of the Salaam School District, a private prep school on Milwaukee's south side. It is one of the largest Muslim schools in the U.S. with enrollment of more than 1,000 students from kindergarten to 12th grade. The team became well known around the nation starting in 2019, after they went from a team that casually practiced and occasionally won to a highly competitive two-time conference champs.
Let's go, guys. Ready?
Recently, award-winning author Henna Khan wrote a graphic novel about the students. Her novels center Pakistani-American and Muslim characters. It's called We Are Big Time. The entire team and supporters from the school attended a launch in Milwaukee. I asked what they thought of it.
I really liked the way there was representation. You don't see that a lot, especially with books. And I am a big reader myself, so seeing that because I live some of the things that were going on in the book, and it was wow, you know, a wow moment that other people maybe can see this book or pick it up, read it, and it just they know more about us and what we do here.
Their coach, Cassidy Masak, was there. She is a former basketball player and started coaching in 2016 and took the team to another level. Coach Cass, as she is known, doesn't identify as Muslim, but says she has learned a lot from being at the school. She can sometimes recite the Arabic prayers, heard through the loudspeakers, even if she can't understand them.
I was listening to prayer the other day, the call for prayer, and I was I don't know Arabic at all, but I know what they're, I can remember how it sounds. I don't know what they're saying, but I know what comes next, but I'm I have no idea how to even write that down, you know, but I know what the sound is coming next, so.
But right now, their minds are focused on the game. The alumni who are wearing black score first, but then the Salaam Stars wearing pink are starting to get hot. This game is intense. The Salaam Stars have never won in the alumni game before.
Will you tell me what's happening right now? It's a very close game. It's 36-30. Stars are winning. We're winning. Safa made a very, very good layup. She made a nice little euro.
Okay, nice. And this, if you guys win, this will be your first win for the...
Yes, it will be our first win, which is so exciting. We've been wanting to win, especially because it's our seniors last year. We have some very important seniors on the team.
But the team sends in the freshmen.
So that should be interesting. But it's exciting, I think.
You got it!
You should travel.
Oh, we've only got 30 seconds left.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think they can't sell a lead. No, they can't. They got it. They can maintain possession. I believe in them.
It's a very close game. The last few seconds are coming down to a single shot.
Oh, boy.
To watch the players in action, their first home game is November 26th. Center Asil Ishtawi says anyone who likes basketball can enjoy the Stars.
On the court, it's just strictly basketball. So, I just feel like I'm seen for, a player rather than, Muslim and all that. And I like that better, when it's on the court and it's just out there.
Special thanks to Mackenzie Crummy for producing that feature and Tyler Ditter for technical direction. Our next guest told the story of the team in graphic novel form, as we just heard. Henna Khan is an award-winning children's book author who writes about Pakistani-American and Muslim characters. Her recent graphic novel is We Are Big Time, features a fictional version of the Salaam Stars. Henna, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Thank you so much for having me on.
Henna, you feature the Salaam Stars in your novel, a graphic novel. What got your interest in the team?
It was actually a local educator, Aliza Werner, who shared a story about the girls with me and the team and their amazing season. And she said, I think you might be interested in this because I had written about basketball in the past and I was writing books for children. And she was right because the story was so compelling and the visuals were so stimulating. And I knew it was a story that I just really wanted to tell somehow.
One thing that struck me in your book, and this is true of the real life models for your book, you know, they're high school kids, right? They're dealing with their classes and their grades and a tough athletic schedule and friendships and family and all that stuff. And now all of a sudden, these basketball players are expected to be, what, the face of women Muslim athletes in the United States. How did they handle, you know, on top of all the plenty of high school pressure they had, how did they handle that?
I think they did an incredible job. You know, I was so struck by their poise and their eloquence and the way they were able to really express themselves and what they felt in the moment. But it was a lot of pressure. And that was one of the things I wanted to talk with them about, you know, privately, was, you know, what was that like getting all that unexpected media attention and having cameras follow you around? And what did you feel about the questions you got? And that became part of the story I wanted to tell, that, you know, that balancing of everything you describe, plus this expectation of being representatives, because that's a lot to shoulder as a high school student.
Something that comes up a few times is what I think of as like a Bend It Like Beckham narrative. Now, this is a story. Bend It Like Beckham was a Sikh family in England with a, you know, conservative parents who don't want their daughter playing sports. So it seems like in these interviews with these Muslim girls here in Wisconsin, there's this expectation that they were fighting their family, their parents, to be able to play sports in public. Not so much, it looked like.
Yeah. And that was something that was really striking to me, that if it was another girls, you know, basketball team, I don't think they would be asked those questions. But because of their backgrounds, they were asked things like, you know, what do your parents feel about you playing sports? And did you have to fight for that? Or, you know, being asked questions about their thoughts on foreign policy or immigration, you know, so far outside of the scope of high school athletics. And that was something I wanted to put in the book, too, which is, you know, a gentle way of introducing this idea of the different treatment that they were getting, even though some of the media hinted at, you know, very overt discrimination or prejudice that they were facing. And that was another thing that I pressed them on, to find out, you know, what was actually happening. And apart from comments and, you know, funny looks sometimes, and, you know, there really wasn't any overt outright discrimination during their regular season.
And the star of your book, at least the fictional version, her family is not an obstacle. They're incredibly supportive. Is that what you found for most of the team, that their families were almost cheerleaders for them?
Absolutely. Yeah. And I even watched a video where one of the players, you know, families, the crew goes into their home and you get to meet the family, and she's playing basketball with her brother. And I love that so much. That was something I wanted to include in the story. You know, their parents did become cheerleaders and actually were at the games, and beyond the parents, that the whole community and the whole school turned up for these games. So it became a real, you know, connector of everybody. And that was what I wanted to highlight, you know, counter to what people might expect. They were very supported by their families.
Now, you've done this as a graphic novel. I thought it was a great read. I'm a little above the target demographic age, I think. Who is your main audience here, Henna?
Really, you know, graphic novels are so widely read, so it can be anybody who enjoys a good story and a good comic. You know, we made this technically, I really don't enjoy it when publishers put age brackets on books, because I don't think it's
valid. No one
else
can read this if you're over 14.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's really to like tell the booksellers where to shelve it, and librarians, of course. So even though this is written for what we call middle grade, which is upper elementary, middle school, you know, features a high school team. So we're hoping that it will be read really widely.
Hannah Kahn is with us talking about her new graphic novel. It's called We Are Big Time. It's based on a Milwaukee girls basketball team. Hannah, this is taking place in Milwaukee. A couple things I loved in it. One, okay, you've got a family of Muslims. They're into basketball. A local big name, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, is referenced a few times. Is this a role model for the real-life Salaam stars at all?
I think it might be, you know, past their time.
Maybe their parents, right.
Exactly, exactly. And that was based on my husband actually grew up in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And so, and I remember, you know, being a kid and what Kareem Abdul-Jabbar meant to the Muslim community at that time. And so that was a lot based on his experience, and his confusion around the Mecca Center made its way into the book, where he as a young child thought that that was where Muslims prayed toward downtown Milwaukee. So I thought that was so funny, I had to put it in the book.
That was a laugh out loud moment for me. Praying toward Mecca, the athletic center in Milwaukee.
Very local, right?
Definitely, definitely. Now, this is not your first book. You've written a bunch of books, mostly with Pakistani-American and Muslim characters. For the non-Pakistani-Americans, the non-Muslim readers, what kind of things are you hoping people understand that and take away from your characters?
Yeah, I mean, most of all, I just want them to feel like they find a friend in each of my characters, and that they can really connect and relate to them, even though they're, you know, background or culture or religion might be different than them. And that's the way I felt about all the great books I read growing up. And beyond that, you know, just really maybe getting a glimpse into Pakistani American Muslim family like mine, and hopefully seeing how much we all have in common with each other, a lot more than, you know, we might think.
And then flipping it around for, say, a young Muslim in Milwaukee, maybe reading your book and maybe seeing a little bit of their home life, their food choices, whatever represented there. What do you hope that means to them?
I talk to kids all the time around the country, and I get told by them, you know, how much it means to them, how proud it makes them feel. I hear from teachers and librarians about kids who never spoke up before, suddenly wanting to share these parts of their lives. So it means so much to be represented and to be included in the literature, and to be the hero of a book and have your friends who maybe are outside of your culture and background see you that way. And that's always been a goal of mine, to make the little kids out there who are like me, you know, feel really proud of who they are.
On one hand, people could see this as a particular story about, you know, Muslim girls playing basketball. There's a more universal story at the core of it, I felt like, where you have this group of kids. Their team is not done well, to put it mildly. They don't play together as a team, and they find common bonds and pull together and find success. Can you talk about that, the universal side of that?
Absolutely. That's what really struck me when I started reading about the stories, and I could see the appeal of, you know, their turnaround season, and it just read like one of those great sports stories. And I love that. I love that, you know, I try to reach for universality in all of my books, but especially when it comes to sports, it is the equalizer, right? And it does provide this instant sense of belonging and community and shared goals and purpose for everybody on that team, you know, team values. But it can also be especially important to somebody in a new environment, like my character, Leah, and anyone struggling to fit in, to get this instant family. And then, of course, in the case of these girls, we see the wider effect that having a team to root for can have on a larger community, and the joy that that can bring, and the heartache sometimes, but mostly the joy.
And the slogan the team unites around, I love as a parent of women athletes myself, more than the score. The idea that, okay, they win or they lose, they're playing for a lot more than that. Did that phrase come from you? Did that notion come from you? Or was that from the original team?
That was from the original team and from Coach Cass herself. And she mentioned, you know, telling the girls that, and that becoming the slogan of the team. And I loved that. And I asked for her permission to put it in the book, because I thought it just encapsulated so much what these girls are about, and also what they were asked to do, and to be more than the score, and to be more than a basketball team. So I love that slogan, and they still use it, I believe.
All right, I want to talk about the most important target audience now. You mentioned you had a book release party with the members of the team. What's been their response to your portrayal of a fictionalized version of their real life experience?
I mean, for a lot of these girls, you know, the season was from 2018 to 2019, and some of them were seniors or, you know, upperclassmen. And then soon after, their next season was when the pandemic hit and schools closed. So everything was disrupted. So they mentioned to me that it was really nice to be able to go back and relive their experience and to celebrate it again. And I think for them, just having this really significant moment in their life be encapsulated this way and preserved this way really, really meant a lot to them. So they had wonderful feedback for me, and it just made me so happy and elevated the book for me too, to know that it's so personal for so many of these girls and for their wonderful coach.
Hannah, thanks so much for sharing your work with us today.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on. It means a lot.
Hannah Kahn is an award-winning children's book author. A recently released graphic novel, We Are Big Time, is based on a Milwaukee girls basketball team.